This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school. Once again, we want to thank Greg Smith taking time out for the pre-holiday weekend, dropping some knowledge on both what Nebraska is doing here inside the state lines, but then also outside, and then what it looks like on a national basis and what could be. But as we move forward, like we said, we'll jump into a little NFL stuff. And the funny thing is, DP, when I played and generally the way it was, when you go to training camp, you didn't want any leaks. You didn't want anybody to know we got one special defense that we're saving for, in our case, when I was at Buffalo for the Dolphins, and we worked it. This is going to be the game winner. Well, now they have a show, or had it. I mean, they've had it for quite some time, and it's really good. NFL Hard Knocks. And then they also have a version of Hard Knocks during the season. And I think that really, really took off when they did the Arizona Cardinals when Bruce Arians was there, and he told Shipley, hey, you know, you jumped off sides in that field goal. If we would have lost, I would have cut you. Then they end up making a deep playoff run. But the Giants were, you know, I played for the Giants. I thought, you know, I always tell people if I could have got there a little bit earlier, it would have been really, really good. A little bit earlier in my career, I really enjoyed it. I thought it's always first class. Giants have always, they still are first class. But their GM, he has to be on the back of the, what is it, New York Times? Is that the back page that you don't want to be on? Is that it?
Yeah.
If he's not on the back page by these comments that he's talking about with Saquon. So his quote is, you know, we'll give you Cliff Notes versions. He says, I'm not paying Daniel Jones $40 million to hand the ball off to a $12 million running back in Saquon. Now, we haven't even got to them trying to trade, them sitting on it, losing him for next to nothing. We're just going to talk about the mindset that he had before the season started. How do you, the question I'm opposing you to is you can attract free agents by overpaying them, but how do you even have respect inside that building? Because Saquon was the captain and Daniel Jones is not the captain. Well, he is now, but when you sit back and you know, Wink Martindale just left cold turkey. I think he's in college now. And all the things that have been going on with the Giants. And now you know why in that locker room and this is football time, even though it's the 4th of July, you're starting to get ready for training camp. It's going to be hard. And this isn't a coaching thing. This is a upper management thing. How are you going to get this team motivated? Now, granted, every player should be individually motivated. But when you're in that locker room talking amongst players, you're knowing that this dude isn't trying to win. The season ain't even started yet.
None of the conversation he was having in that office was about winning.
No, it was pretty much trying to double down on is assumptive that everybody thinks that was a mistake giving him $40 million. The best part is he gave you a discount. He was asking for 50.
Like to say
first, I ain't gonna rob you with both hands. I'm only gonna use one on you.
Well, no, he knows a robbery is still a robbery.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm robbing you, how much I rob you of doesn't really matter. It's the fact that I robbed you, and then you helped me rob you. But he said a thing that Saquon Barkley was the face of the organization.
Yeah.
Really, sir? The dude you let walk away for nothing. The dude that you wouldn't pay value. The dude that you said Daniel Jones was worth five times what Saquon is. You said that and then said the greatest stress of your day is the fact that you are going to age 10 years because you had to consider what to do with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, and they couldn't trade.
That's literally why you're paid. That's like top of the list. Hey, bro, keep stars.
Well, I think it really goes into, you got to think this was filmed during that whole, the league was standing against paying running backs. Remember Saquon I thought it was a mistake because I felt like he was the elder statesman, both in name, image, brand, and also production, where he was the first one to kind of go across the picket line. And I think the Austin in DP, I think the franchise tag was at 10. And then I think they gave him a like $2 million on it. So it was 12, I think. But he was the first one to kind of take one for the team because he thought and probably assumed, I show up like a good soldier. I produce. I'm in shape. I've came back after the ACL from, you know, a couple years ago. I'm going to be a Giant for life. He's a New Jersey kid. And it just lets you know that they had no intentions of signing him. They were talking about trading him when they were giving him more money.
To sign him for that. And correct, he's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
He from the Bronx. And you could have done a whole variety of things. In any of that, you just saying to us that you don't understand your job. You don't understand the priority. What we don't do is get rid of talent. When we are undervaluing talent.
Yeah. You don't give away one of the best.
When we are undervaluing talent, and let me say the thing, we called him a veteran. He's 27.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he's and he yeah, well, he just turned 27. Let's get that right.
Yeah, and he said, do we want to have a $12 million 27-year-old running back in the NFL? What are you talking about?
And his 20, and I will say this, Saquon's 27-year-old or his tread on his tire is a lot different than Derrick Henry. And here's why. He wasn't a volume run.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Hunter in college because he was so good, right? I mean, he could have 16 carries, 180 yards. He's never been a volume, need volume, you know, to get production in the league. He also missed the season, and he's always in phenomenal shape. Him and Chubb go back and forth. Who's got the best squat and all this other stuff? And remember Saquon was out there playing the golf tournament. He had the extra medium shorts on because his quad, like, hit. He isn't at a true 27 where you've been, you know, 30 times a game, like back when Emmitt played and all that. So that statement lets me know you don't even have a pulse on your roster or a pulse on one of your better players or one of your best players. Let me correct myself. And also one of your leaders on the team, in the community, and nationally. Saquon's a marketable player in person. Then you let him. Here's the worst part, right? We've talked about Trev Alberts and the baseball coach, letting him go. I mean, I think the dude was gone anyways, but he goes to the rival, right? This dude, he goes to the Eagles. Eagles are like, thank you. We'll welcome you in with a 4-year contract.
He not only circled the dates of when they're going to face the Giants.
He might get a tattoo of it. But here's where the Giants are in trouble. Here's where the Giants are in trouble.
I mean, aside from GM and quarterback
and the defense, right? And the lack of special. Here's where they're really in trouble. The Philadelphia Eagles and the players have rallied around him. You really going to get that butt whooping. Now it's going to be personal.
What's the rushing record for game?
Just do touchdown because they're going to be petty because Jalen Hurts will get there too. You know how they do the tush push or whatever? Oh, no, they're just going to hand it off.
They're just going to give it to him.
Yeah. He's going to have like five carries. 5 touchdowns.
96 yards for Adrian Peterson, 295 for Jamal Lewis. NFL single game rushing TDs. Alvin Kamara had 6 back in 2020. Clint Portis had 5 in 2000.
That's more important.
Text on said maybe he'll play more than 6 games or of the season. See, this is that thing where he played 14 games last year.
He's only missed 1 year with injury.
The year before that, he played 16 games.
Yeah.
The year before that, he played 13. Yeah. So, hey, listen. I understand what you think to be true.
Right.
This dude who runs the Giants doesn't know.
Yeah, and it's different now. And I will say this for the texter, unknown texter, is the NFL now holds guys out more readily than before. It's a totally different. Whereas, like, you know, if he had an ankle injury, they'll hold you out so you're better for, you know, games down the road. But even though we're talking about the
250 carries,
the Giants,
or 250, he's plus 500 carries over the last 2 years.
Oh yeah,
he played.
But the GM didn't stop there though. So they were talking about free agency and Christian Wilkins, right? Who was a defensive tackle, for first round defensive tackle from Clemson with the Dolphins. And it's like, pretty much you say, we don't think he's that good because he's not a factor on, like, pass rush. Well, the facts are this. If we're in here and the judge is that he has 66 third down opportunities. Mm-hmm. He had pressure 38 times himself. I don't know what the math is. I don't need the math. I know it's well over 50%.
Right.
And he's a problem. And so teams started, even when they started to focus, he still was putting pressure on the quarterback. It's showing that the Giants, when they had Ursay and Corsi or whatever his name is, they were the best. The more that they've hired guys and fired guys, remember they let Reese go, I think it was the brother Reese, right? When Eli and them. They've been on a downward spiral.
He literally went in, and this was the beautiful thing. That he said the focus should be on the quarterback. Because we're gonna pay him $40 million. He better throw. We're not paying him $40 million to not throw.
But I would ask him, how much does he need to throw? Because Daniel Jones, the first year there when he was really broke out, I think it was anywhere from 20 to 25 or when he was at his best. When he went over 25, 26, he wasn't very good.
Right.
So right. He's throwing enough.
Right.
He threw for over 3,000, 3,500 yards. Yeah. You want to throw for 5,000 yards and be 4-15?
Why was he getting single coverage all the time?
I mean, we're saying the same thing.
Daniel Jones' best year, 3,200 yards, 15 touchdowns to 5 interceptions.
There you go.
67%.
You pretty much completion. Throwing smoke screens and screens. That's what you paid for. It's something that we all three could do. Throw it sideways. Throw it behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody do work and make me look good.
And then I pull it down and run it twice a game and change.
And I will say this about Daniel Jones. He might be the fastest quarterback in the league. He got up. What he got up to that time, Austin? Remember, he got so
injured. Like 21 miles an hour.
21, 22 miles. And he was running so fast, he fell down.
Yeah.
Like Forrest Gump. So give it to them.
Turf Monster got him.
Yeah. And trust me, I know what it's like. Well, he got his on national. Well, I was on national TV too. Me and Daniel Jones don't got nothing else in common, though. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. Come back at this first hour, quick segment before we get to top of 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School. With DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.